We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I am excited to talk about this because I want to win. We want to win in everything, and yet we do hit that spot in the winning process. We lose certain edge. So I'm excited to welcome the program Dr. Jackie Black, and our topic today is how to win at relationships. But before we get there, let's go and learn a little bit about your background, Dr. Jackie.
Thank you, Neil. So I work with couples with extraordinary circumstances, living with extraordinary circumstances, couples who are busy entrepreneurs and professionals who want to make every day feel like their honeymoon, and couples living with illness. You know, when couples live with illness, the focus is generally on the ill partner, not on the relationship. And so these couples really want to make sure that their intimate connection stays yummy. And I work with couples raising an ill child, a child with disabilities, or a neurodiverse child, so that they are determined to keep their open-heartedness with each other and with their child.
See, I love to talk about the one that have the honeymoon each and every day, because the thing that happens is, can you do that? Is that a just pipe dream, Dr.
No, no, no. That is absolutely possible. Neil, do you know that entrepreneurs and professionals get divorced at a 10%+ higher than the national average in the U.S.?
Wow. Is that because they're not both entrepreneurs? Is that one of the reasons why they get divorced more?
Whether they're both entrepreneurs or whether there's just one of them that is an entrepreneur. And the reason is that as entrepreneurs, we focus. We get carried away. We love our businesses. We're on a mission. We're really connected to our businesses in many ways that other people are not. And we don't multitask well. By multitask, I mean that we don't have a shared vision with our partner. We have a vision and a mission for our business. Most couples don't have a shared vision. So when you don't have a shared vision, it's very hard to maintain your focus and the intensity on the connection and make it as much of a priority as the business is. People don't do this deliberately, but what they also don't do is deliberately intend to make sure that their connection, their honey connection, their sweet couple connection gets stronger and stronger as the years go by.
That shared vision and that mission is so important, and a lot, especially let's say one person in the relationship is an entrepreneur and the other one is not. They have a business, you know, the entrepreneur lifestyle, the beach lifestyle, the style of travel, different things. And hey, it's not work. When we're entrepreneurs, when we're business owners, we don't feel it's work. We go and pick up and take a business call on a Sunday at 8 o'clock at night. We don't feel it's work. We go and jump off and work a 24-hour day, one day. We don't consider it's work. When you have the other significant other that doesn't see that vision, what can happen?
The partner can get into competition with the business. They feel slighted or rejected or abandoned by the amount of time that you're spending in the business and not with them. And they don't understand. And there's another really interesting thing that happens is most entrepreneurs have a very high ability to deal with risk. And most partners of entrepreneurs, interestingly enough, tend to be risk averse.
That's a problem, because as a business owner, if we define business owner and entrepreneur, I define them a little differently, but ultimately when you're starting out, you're not an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, but yet you're taking risk as an entrepreneur moving forward in the growth phase, and you see things, and that you cannot really lay out a 5-year vision, a 10-year vision. You never know when that final success happens. And if you have a significant other who doesn't like risk, does not like taking risk, how much can that friction happen with a couple?
Oh, it can seriously derail a relationship when risk aversion is part of what isn't working. There are generally a couple of things that aren't working. You know, when relationships are in trouble, we'll say it that way, it's never just one thing, but risk does play a very big part.
See, but what about if you go that other route, the one that you want to teach? And I wish we had more time to talk about this topic. Wow, these have been amazing guests that this event has caught. I mean, I won't be talking more about the event later because I've been interviewing all these amazing authors of topics I've just been blown away by. Every one of them relate. It's weird. The universe is looking out for me definitely today. But when you have a couple that's together that see the same vision, the same mission, and they want to explore it together and live it together, is there a great, better opportunity as entrepreneurs if you're both like that?
Yes, exponentially better. Because it's like being on a boat, on a sailboat. You want to know where you're going, and you both want to be working in the same direction energetically in terms of mindset, intention, and energy.
Oh, wow. And I've not heard anybody that does this. So I'm really impressed by this topic, Dr. Jackie, because it's really an important one that you'll see on Clubhouse stages and everything, that the ones that have a couple that with the same mission and vision, if we look at the successful entrepreneurs, they have someone by them, their side that really supports them. Isn't that correct?
Yes, they're champion. They're cheering them on. They are excited. They can share their wins, and they can be there and hold the space for things that don't work, or for problems or trouble or fears that crop up. You know, as entrepreneurs, we all have fears. Not everything is exciting and go, go, go. And a partner who really gets it and gets you and isn't in competition with that, doesn't feel threatened by your work and by your success. And let me just add one piece. When we talk about a winning relationship, I always like to talk to couples about win, win, win. I win, you win, we win. And that all decisions are made when I win and you win and we win. And if one of those three energy entities takes a hit, then we can't make that decision. We can't move forward with that idea. We have to stay committed to exploring and to brainstorming and to being creative when the outcome is win-win-win.
And if you have those, a couple of entrepreneurs that have that, what you said, that magic elixir that's very difficult to find, as you talked about at the beginning of the show, put all that together. And even if you have some opposites, it will work because you're going, the biggest thing that will drive you every day as entrepreneurs is to transform society in some way. And if you have a couple that together see that, it's a dangerous combination, isn't it, for success?
For success, yes. And that whole idea of opposites is such a myth. And it's one of the other things I love to do is to bust that myth. Because if couples have love between them and they enjoy each other and they have solid self-knowledge and partner knowledge, so they can really tell each other about themselves and they know what they need and what they want, then they can co-create the best way to achieve everything each person wants and what the couple needs and wants. And it allows people to be more and more who they already are in the presence of each other.
All right. So where can we find information on you, Dr. Jackie? I think this topic is a winner. This one right here, especially for even if your significant other is not an entrepreneur, you will help people through this. And it's a topic to speak to because so many people are business owners and entrepreneurs more than ever in 2021. Where can we go?
So I'd love to send people to Dr. Jackie Gift, DrJackie Gift.com. And I have your romance checklist. And it's a checklist of five easy, not simple, but five easy behaviors, things that we can do that show our partners that we care. Moments, mere moments.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. And it was a great topic. And I've not heard this topic before. It's a great one for tons of podcasts. So just pitch that topic. Trust me. And thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.